I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Lawmakers will soon get a report on whether Vermont should buy a series of hydroelectric dams along the Connecticut and Deerfield Rivers. In the meantime, they've learned the next owners of the dams will be under heavy pressure to address a range of environmental concerns. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Power produced by large-scale hydroelectric dams is considered renewable energy, according to Vermont law, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's good for the environment.
Our interest is in whoever owns those facilities is going to operate those in such a way that the ecological footprint is as small as possible.
Andrew Fisk is the executive director of the Connecticut River Watershed Council, and he made it clear to lawmakers last week that if the state of Vermont wants to purchase the dams, then it better be ready to take on the environmental responsibilities that will come with them. 5 of the 13 dams put up for sale by international energy giant TransCanada are up for state and federal relicensure in the next few years. And Fisk says that prospective buyers need to understand that getting those licenses will require some changes to the business model.
If you are looking at this, you have to know, I would say, a very high certainty that they will be required to operate very differently.
Fisk says that in order to maximize profits, the dam owners have unleashed the torrents when electricity prices are up, then staunched the flow when they go back down.
And so we have for decades suffered, both Vermont and New Hampshire, significant impacts from that stage height or water level fluctuation, which causes erosion.
Fisk says the relicensing process will likely demand more ecologically responsible river flows. He also says he expects the new owners to retrofit the dams in ways that allow migratory fish species like shad, lamprey, and eel to navigate the impoundments.
So there will be significant capital improvements so that fish can get up and down the rivers so that they can complete their life cycles.
In short, Fisk's message to lawmakers was this: running the dams responsibly is going to eat into profits, and that's exactly why some environmentalists are so keen on the state buying them. John Groveman is Policy and Water Program Director for the Vermont Natural Resources Council, this state's oldest environmental advocacy group. Groveman told lawmakers it'd be good to have an owner that wasn't, quote, a purely for-profit private entity.
You have an opportunity to be in control of renewable baseload power and have the public overseeing and responsible for the licensing and the operating and the management of these facilities.
Groveman says it's also a challenge, since the state, were it to purchase the dams, might find its environmental and economic missions at cross purposes. Groveman says he thinks that tension can be resolved with the proper oversight structure. Last week, top elected officials appointed a 7-person working group to vet the purchase of the dams. It'll be up to that panel to determine whether the acquisition makes economic sense for the state. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.
And that's the news tonight on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe.